ओम नमो भगवते
Om Agyan Timarasya Kana Jana Shakya And so he is completely spiritual and nothing to do with his body. Now here, Rishabhdev, he is in the stage of Avadhuta. That means totally beyond the social conception of Varnashram Dharma. He is Supreme Lord himself. And people, you know, ridicule him, harass him, do all sorts of nonsense to him because he is completely alone. There is another comparison is given that because he is spiritual, the people throwing stone or whatever happening is compared to the universe, because the universe is compared to the body of the Supreme Lord. So it's not mentioning about this. This is one of the Acharya's comments. Either way, he is giving some instructions that depending upon Krishna for the maintenance of the body. Earlier also in his teaching, he stressed this point to his sons that you have to do activities and karma just that you can maintain your body. So, understanding. Text number 3, I think, he said, those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of God do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people or busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders, nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting money, enough money to keep their body and soul together. This is exactly like we compare as part of a machine, right? So what is required to maintain that part, we have to do. It's like the oil in the part, so that it functions along with the whole machine. Similarly, extra endeavor to maintain the body is not required. So we've seen the life of Acharyas like Madhvacharya, Vilvamangala Thakur. They say, and then you see Krishna himself giving, you know, sweet rice, spending his devotees. The more important is, yes, okay, preaching. That's what Prabhupada is stressing. That preaching is important. Okay, fine. Whether you travel and preach, if not able to do that, then sit in one place and preach. A classic example we see here. We sit here in one place, preach, talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, and then so many people in online are listening. So this is exactly what one has to do. That one has to preach. And when one is preaching, tribulations will come. That is the work of Maya. This is a famous chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam because practically every verse Prabhupada has given a lecture on this chapter. So in the whole of the canto, he spoke about this fifth chapter and sixth chapter and little bit of other chapter. But fifth chapter, he has spoken many lectures. And lecture transcripts are available in online. You can have them. Because this is something very instructive. In fact, in one of the purport also, Prabhupada, this is an instruction given, this is for sannyasis, because it's a very high standard of instruction for the sannyasis. But we can also take from these lessons how to one can get Krishna consciousness. So here, when one is preaching, either in one place or is moving, then what are the tribulations comes in our life? And we cannot imitate the life of Rishabhdev, like, you know, we know the reason. Because in Kali Yuga, it is not possible. But we can follow the instruction. At least to be very sincerely and seriously, so that the mercy is given. So here, Rishabhdev have gone through the teaching, this is the end of this chapter. I have noted down some points, the teachings of Rishabhdev. So what happened is, I compare this into A's. Letter A, we have to remember this, that's all. Then we can remember the teachings of Rishabhdev. So Lord Rishabhdev, what happened is, his first teaching, he tells to perform austerity. Why do we have to perform austerity? We have to see our actions, our activities, our life. Very simple. Whatever we do, if that is available for a big body, then might as well be wasting our body. So we have to do something which is not available for animal. And Rishabhdev compares the highest thing of sense gratification, either having sex or association with a woman, that is easily available to animal body. Then why do we serve a human form of life? So human form of life is meant for austerity. Now one may say, yes, I'm doing 7 days night shift, I'm working 18 hours a day, I'm working hard, shopping, and doing things for my family. And that is also austerity, but here specifically tapodini is a transcendental or spiritual austerity. That is something you are doing for your soul. So that is recommended. So that kind of austerity is prescribed, tapodini, spiritual, not material austerity, not that one working very hard. For what? For sense gratification. So that should be available. So when one doing austerity, obviously the second thing is he want to do something in his life, that is ambition. So your austerity is pursued for a certain kind of ambition, either material or spiritual. If it's material, it's going to be perished because it's temporary. But if it's spiritual, with Krishna consciousness, then you got the ticket for liberation. And then comes the third, that is association. So you got your austerity, you got your ambition. Next is, you want to associate with people. So suppose if you want to become a materialistic person, then obviously you have your forum, you have your friends, who is very incredible. And if you want to become spiritual, then you have to associate with Mahatmas or sadhus, then Kshatriya says, then your door for liberation opens. But when you associate with a materialistic person, then your door for hell opens. Very heavy. He says that association, especially, okay, when we are associating with woman, wine or wealth, then there is a knot happens in our heart. Why? Because, see, there is a difference between you having sense gratification with the material thing and matter which is moving. So that's why it's highest, because sex desire, sex intelligence or association with the opposite sex is strong, because you get that reciprocation. So it's compared to a knot. Why it's compared to a knot? If you see, for a knot you need two threads. In general, it's one thread also you make a knot, but generally you make a knot. Like if you marry, you make a knot. Yeah? So you need a two thread. This two thread is compared to the opposite sex, and the knot is compared to the mutual agreement. For a material thing, you sense gratified. There is one way, okay, fine, I have this cup, I have this phone, I enjoy it. Right? But what is the feeling of that object? That is not there because it is jada. But when you are dealing with the opposite sex or human, then what happens is you think, okay, this is my wife. And there is a reciprocation of other side that this is my husband. And there is a mutual agreement of this, then the next come, this is our home. This is our children. So this is a strong knot. So that's mutual agreement is required for a strong man in the heart. So this is what happens in association. And then Vishadev gives, how can we loosen this knot? That is by jnana and vairagya. Jnana and vairagya. Especially, he says, okay, when you develop that kind of attachment and then there is a knot, then what happens is you think this is I and this is mine. You see, from the perspective of duality. There is one statement in Bhagavad Gita, in 5th chapter, Prabhupada writes, he quotes the Srimad Bhagavatam there. The anxiety, okay fine, what is happening, how the anxiety is coming? Anxiety is happening because of the result of any activities. The anxiety is coming because you are expecting certain result of a certain activity, which you are functioning on the conception of duality. So that means we have a certain kind of conception in this material world. This material world means duality. Rich, poor, beauty, ugly, tall, short, white, black. We see. Then what happens? When we are functioning in this duality, then what happens? This is for me, this is for Krishna. This thing is for me and this thing is for Krishna or this is for someone else. I have to have my quota, I have to have my hand and I have to have my share. Then what happens? Then when you function on this, then you do activities. Okay, these activities are for me. Me means I, mine and my extended mind. And this activity is devotional service, this is for Krishna. But that is also coming. So how do we get rid of this duality? Then you do selfless service. When you do selfless service means you are removing the center, that you are the center, you are the doer and everything, and you are replacing with Krishna. There is no duality because everything belongs to Krishna. So this is knowledge. What is the knowledge? Knowledge is that you are a spirit soul which you belong to Krishna. Your body belongs to Krishna. You are possessing cares, everything belongs to Krishna. Aham sarvase prabhavo, that whatever you see, whatever you encounter, whatever you have, whatever you are going to have, everything belongs to Krishna. So this is knowledge. Then comes the application part. The application part of the knowledge is, yes, I know that everything belongs to Krishna. Now I have to use in the service of Krishna. That is the application. That comes the vairagya. So with jnana and vairagya, you can cut the knot. But vairagya is, that is not a renunciation. It's not like, prematurely accepting renunciation will cause you ruination or will cause more problem. Arjuna wants to renounce the world and go to the forest. And Krishna wants Arjuna not to renounce and do the duty and work. Why? Because Arjuna may be qualified. By seeing Arjuna, many people will give up their duties and prematurely renounce their work, which will cause more problems than the initial problem. Suppose a person is impassionate. So then he wants to do things. He wants to work. He wants to do. Right? Now if he renounces prematurely, then what happens? He will go down to ignorance. So that imagine unengaged senses and impure mind. What will be the outcome? Outcome will be drastic, bad effect. So that is why Krishna is not recommending. Okay, don't renounce. Don't think that you can give up and then renounce prematurely. Doing that, what will happen? You will meditate on sense gratification. And you will end up in simple activity. So premature renunciation is not recommended. But doing activities in the renouncing spirit is recommended. That means you do activity, but renouncing spirit means, okay, everything belongs to Krishna. I do it for the pleasure of Krishna. But then that way you are not affected by the consequences, or you are not affected by the result of the activity. The activity itself becomes spiritual. So when we doing on the platform of jnana and vairagya, then what happens? The knot in the heart gets loosened. And then the highest recommendation of association is that you approach a spiritual master. That is guru. Guru means one who cut, one who is heavy. Then the knot is being cut by the instruction of the spiritual master. Because he is a representative of Krishna. And by his satisfying the desire of the spiritual master, implies that you are serving Krishna. This is the instruction of Rishabdev. He said, okay, give up the attachment, give up everything and serve your brother. Your brother is an elevated person. Bharat, accept him and worship him. Is as good as worshipping me. Now then the fourth A is above conviction. So Rishabdev was saying, you have to give up the family attachment and this association of these family members. And then now he's saying, you have to worship your brother, who is an exalted, elevated person. One may think, what is that mean? Shadri just said that family members you should reject and everything, their family, body. Now he's saying, okay. Because before that, he gives the example. He gives the famous verse. Okay, you have to reject the guru, father, mother, relative, devata, demigod, if they are not able to deliver the dependence. There are two ways of seeing this thing. One is you are seeing that verse from the receiving end. And then one you are seeing from the giving end. So the receiving end, lot of example. For example, Bali Maharaj rejected his guru. Bharat Maharaj rejected his mother. Prahlad rejected his father. Kartvama Maharaj rejected the demigod Indra. Then the Brahmin wife rejected the Brahmin husband. We can see from the receiving end, lot of example that they rejected them because they are not able to show the power of surrender to Krishna. And then the Acharyas also says, okay, you have to see from the mean, that is the potential.
that a person who is not, who thinks that he is not able to deliver, then he should not accept the disciple. Then he should not be a guru. If a father thinks that I cannot deliver or dependent on my son, then he should not accept the son. Similarly with his mother, with his, so we can see from the both side, one should be able to deliver the dependent, either receiving or the giving. Then Rishabhdev says, accept your brother, because he is eligible and capable of doing, he is a great devotee, Vaishnava. He is not seeing from the perspective of his family member. So we can see from example, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was there, and Bhakti, you know, the great acharyas. Even though he was coming in this family, but still he is a ray of Vishnu. The symptoms and the life of Bhaktisiddhanta, we can see. But still he asked to go and accept Gaura Kishore Das Babaji. So we can see from the life of acharyas. So here is not that. And even Rishabhdev himself is above contradiction, because we can see from his life. We should not think, oh, this person is lying, all the abominable stuff, like a crow. Later it comes, he compared to a cow and deer and crow. The people are passing soon on him, or throwing stone at him. But he is above competition. We have Prabhupada used in this lecture, 32 words. We as a devotee, we have to preach, then the opposition will come. Prabhupada tells about the brain wash. People are telling we are brainwashed and they want to kill. Who can kill us? When Krishna was born, the same thing happened. Everyone wanted to kill Krishna. The moment Krishna was born, from that moment onwards, everyone wants to kill Krishna. Everyone wants to kill Krishna. And what happened? Krishna killed everyone. Similarly, our movement, Hare Krishna movement, everyone wants to be opposing us. They want to beat us, they want to ridicule us, they want to stop us, but no one can stop us. This movement cannot be stopped, Prabhupada is saying. And everybody is saying, no one can stop. This, we are above this, all this contradiction and this, you know, body and thing. We are transcendental. Krishna consciousness is transcendental and beyond these three modes. So Rishabhdev himself is above contradiction, and his teaching, where when he is giving instruction to worship Bharat Mara, there is no attachment to family, but why? Why is telling the sons to worship and serve Bharat Maharaj? Because initially, see, the beauty of Rishabhdev teaching is, what he is giving in the initial teaching, he is showing us in the later. It's not that okay, he is telling and then you move on. He personally also showed. So he told, by serving the great personality, Mahadwara, that is open, the liberation, the gate for liberation is opening. So this is what he is telling to his son. Okay, people, Bharat Maharaj is a great Vaishnava, you serve him. Why? Not because, you know, family attachment or something, not like that. If you serve him, then your liberation is guaranteed. He is telling to Bharat Maharaj, okay, sir. Don't think, you know, you worship me, serve Bharat Maharaj. If you serve and worship Bharat Maharaj, it's as good as serving. So this is all instruction for us. So we should not think that the spiritual master or the great personality is just an ordinary man. It's an offense. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutupi. If you're pleasing the spiritual master, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. By displeasing him, then he is not pleased. Simple. So our gate for our opening the cycle, or the gate for liberation, is by serving the spiritual master. And this is the system of Krishna. This is the Krishna system. We cannot achieve love of Godhead by not serving or accepting the spiritual master. We should understand this. It won't work. We cannot get love of Godhead, we cannot get advancement in spiritual life without serving the great personalities. Vapu and Vani, both. This is above conviction. And then why? Because, you know, then Rishabhdev reads a few verses about that is accept Brahmas, you know, Brahmas. So first we saw austerity, associate, ambition, association, then above conviction, now accept the Brahmas. Means you have to accept the here the Brahmana, you know, we should not consider this a smarter Brahmana or something. This is Vaishnava Brahmana. Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Brahmas. Sometimes, you know, it's addressed as Brahmana. This Brahmana means devotee. Devotees, basically devotees. Why? Why do you have to accept the Brahmana? Because they are personification of Vedas. They are glorified. The Supreme Personality of God. Certain things we cannot understand. Certain things we cannot understand. The working, the soul, the spiritual platform, the activities of the great sages or the Supreme God, we cannot understand. We just have to accept from the Vedas. That's why the Vedas are the Vedas are the truth, the knowledge. We have to accept. It's like accepting a mother on the authority of who is the father. We should understand that. So similarly, these Brahmanas are the great, or the Vaishnava, they are the Vaishnava devotee. And he explains about the quality, Chattva, Sama, Dhamma, Satyam, all the eight qualities. Why? Because they are completely satisfied. Vaishnava devotee, this is the definition. They are completely satisfied and they know desire. Anya Vrishad Sunya. Jnana Karma Anamata. That's why they are very special. They have no desire. They are completely satisfied. They are not making arrangement for the comfort of this body or the place. Trying to be comfortable in this material world, which we saw earlier. The person who wants to be comfortable, want to be, make sure the kshetra is ready. That person who is completely satisfied has no desire. No desire means he is not like a dead person. He is aligning the desire of himself with that of Krishna. That is desirelessness. Desirelessness is not that, you know, he is like a jada, dead body. Only dead body does not desire. Desireless means that his desire is matching with that of the desire. That is one. We say we are one. What is that oneness means? That our desire is one with that of Krishna, the spiritual master. We are one in the sense that we are all the servants. In that sense, we are one. Not that we are one with Krishna in terms of this quantity. Then comes and Vishadhyaya moves, okay, the final thing is answer is bhakti. That first you engage all your senses in the service of the Lord. We know this is the definition of bhakti. Rishikesha Sevana Bhakti Vichade. That you engage your senses in the service of Krishna. The bhakti is sublime and it is powerful and is easy. Why? Because if you see in the process of Bhakti Yoga, any other spiritual process, there is two pathway, two path, or two things is mentioned. One, certain things you have to do for controlling your senses and mind, and certain things is given so that you can achieve the goal. In the path of jnana, astanga yoga, we can see from Bhagavad Gita 6 chapter, there are a lot of things which you have to do, do's and don'ts and everything. First, the eight things, they are divided into four. First of four is you have to do, and then second stage you move on. So there are a lot of things like that. So you have to do certain things for, you know, controlling and everything, and certain things which is positive. So you have to do certain things negative, which is called don't, and then certain things in. But if you see in the very day of the bhakti, just by engaging the service of the Lord, the senses, what happens simultaneously, your senses will get purified and then you develop higher taste. So you don't have to endeavor separately for developing higher taste in bhakti. Right? When your senses are purified, when the process of purification starts, at the same time, your development of bhakti or attachment or higher taste also comes with that. Oru kallu rendu maanga, Tamil you say. Ek maan dottu varakku, one shot you get to light. So don't think of him or engaging in the certain, I want to do austere, I want to be hard, I want to do certain things. No, this is a big thing. Engaging the senses in the service of Krishna, itself the biggest thing actually. And especially in Kali Yuga, it's so difficult. It's so difficult to engage in the service, the senses. Because so much of distraction is there. So engage. And then he says, don't have envy. Is another envy towards any divinity, moving or non-moving. And maybe it is, we talked about the liberation that you serve and everything. And then finally we said, there is no liberation without bhakti, you should understand. Then after that, he gives the instruction, then he begins the avadhuta. This verse starting from this verse. No social convention. He tolerated the humiliation. It is another important thing. That if we have this mentality, bodily concept, then we cannot tolerate the insult of people. We think, oh, why are you offending me? Because our identification is that of the body. Then we feel that we are offended. But here we are, the teachings of Rishabhdev, he doesn't concern about the humiliation of people. Then move on to final three, that is attractive, aromatic and absorbed. This is my understanding. Even the married woman get attracted to this, they are seeing the beauty. He has the most beautiful forehead. He has the bodily symptoms, broad chest, long arms, the lotus-like eyes. Attractive bodily features. They are effulgent. You can see from devotees, their faces are very effulgent, very attractive. It's not, no more dull, they got the light. I used to remember when we were doing I used to do the flyer distribution for programs in the city. And I used to go to the train station at around 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, or any morning, doesn't matter. And then you should stand. And when the people come, that they're coming for work in the morning, there's people come, hardly anyone is happy about what they are doing. And secondly, they prefer about smiling or, you know. Even though they put a lot of makeup, but still you can see there is no light in the face of people working hard. They need a tea drink or a coffee on the go, rushing. So dull, like a zombie. And they marching towards the skyscrapers. And the other hand, devotees are so happy. And then, you know, distributing the flyers. We can see a clear demarcation or the difference in the lifestyle of a devotee and a person in the material world. Because they are just a glue, or they are just in that bubble. They have the fear, they have the anxiety, they have stress. And then the face is an index of your mindset or what is going through. We can see from that they have a miserable condition. Here today, even though apparently look like he is situated in the most filthiest of all places and surrounded by people full of negativity and discarded and disowned and lying like a python, but still he is a very attractive. That's a difference actually. This world is an ocean of fault. They know this. The material world is an ocean of fault. But there is only one good quality that is standing in the direction. Similarly, you can see the most filthiest of place where they will see a lotus coming out. Similarly, the devotees, you can see the mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, the devotees, or the deities, or whatever, Krishna consciousness is like that, the lotus, which is attracting the people, even though it's surrounded by the full of negativity and filthy things. Now, when you can observe, he's finally going to sit there, is completely absorbed in transcendental love. This is one of the aspiration of a devotee, that is absorbed completely in Krishna. Looks easy, but absorption is always thinking of Krishna. This is one of the main theme of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna also says, Manmana Bhagavata, though Madhyaji Manmana's guru, you always think of me, you worship me. So we can see how Vishabhdev personally giving instruction and personally showing, he is an Acharya, the Supreme God. So I'll just do a recap of that case, which is austerity, association, ambition, above contradiction, accept Brahmanas, answer is bhakti, avarupta, attractive, automatic and absorbed. These are the Vishabhdev's teachings and lessons. So I'll stop here and see if anyone has any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. And there is no problem.